Welcome to Buckets in the 503. I'm your host, Nawan Thompson, and I'm here with my co-host, Curtis Williams.
Welcome back. We got a special guest today. We got the head coach, Demetrius McCorn from Centennial High School. So today we're going to talk about Demetrius' background, coaching journey, and the plans and goals he has at Centennial High School this year.
Now, last season, you know, you guys finished 14-12, went 10-6 in league, ranked 15th in the 5A for OSAA. Showing like a lot of major growth and toughness throughout the year. This season, you're bringing back a nice, talented group. You got Sincere Powell, your senior, Darius Andrews, your junior standout, along with some others. Some key transfers coming in, Sebastian Larson and some others, along with Jamel Baker, with some serious firepower. So talk to me a little bit about last season and how you've developed your team going into this year.
I think the season would have turned out a lot better, but most of our guys were hurt for the first half of the year. Darius, broken foot, Sincere. We had a kid named Elijah who was hurt. He had a messed up knee. And then Quinton Neal, he had a torn ligament, so he was hurt all year. And then a lot of people didn't know AZ was hurt as well. But I think they worked hard. They battled through it. And through the second half of the league, I think we showed more of who we were.
Yeah, now, 2 years before that, right, this is your third or fourth year of coaching?
This will be my fourth.
Fourth year, right? So the first year, you guys won, what, like two games, right?
I think we won three.
Three games, right? So one of the hardest things I know to do is to go from being not that good of a program to average. It's harder to do that than to go from average to great. What were some of the things that you did when you first got the job?
I think that first year I took it right before the season started. A lot of kids were coming off that COVID stuff. So we had, I think, 11 seniors. Most of them never played basketball before. So I think from then, I always was heard, like I used to be a college coach. So they say your first off season is actually your official season. So I think we just got to work. We started getting kids in the gym. We got Darius Andrews, who was the biggest kid in the area, who I think getting him just changed the whole program and let kids know that there's value at Centennial.
For the listeners who may not know your story, how did your journey in basketball lead you to coaching?
I played at University of British Columbia. I was supposed to play my senior, my last year at Portland State. A lot of people, I think, know Dondrell Campbell, so I was out in St. Louis with him and my assistant coach, Markeith Brown. We were all living out there. He was playing at a college out there called Green River University. And so we were running a camp out there and we all had a team that we were coaching. I never even thought coaching was an option, but then my team won the thing. And just seeing the looks on kids' faces and the impact that it had, I was like, man, I think I want to coach.
Now that you've taken that team, you know, winning, and now you're over at Centennial, what's the identity of Centennial under your leadership?
I think our biggest identity is we're trying to build a culture that's different. I'm a Southern California guy originally. I've spent some time in Oregon, but a lot of time outside of Oregon. So I try to take those things from L.A., Texas, St. Louis, Seattle when I was a head college coach out there and just kind of bring them back. And I think it starts with work. And I think when kids can have success in the classroom, it translates to on the court. And I think it just shows dedication. So I think, you know, we just work.
You built your program based on your past, you know, what you've done in LA and, you know, you said from other places that you've been from, part of that. So, you know, how do you instill the mindset every year, especially with new players joining the mix?
So for me, I was a big-time football player coming up in California. I moved out here, started playing basketball. So it's just always been work. It's always been grind. So a lot of our guys are a little underlooked and undervalued and overlooked. So we got kids like Quinton Neal, Sincere Poe. Before they came to Centennial, they were kind of, you know, not looked upon as some of the best players in the city or the state. And I think they just keep working. And that's kind of what I bring to the table, man, just a relentless work ethic and a delusional confidence.
Looking back on last year, I know you guys with the RPI finished 15, had a lot of injuries and close losses. What are some of the key takeaways from last season that help you guys this season on some of the close games you guys had?
The thing that I love about 5A, it reminds me more of when I was a college head coach, because there's good coaching. So you can lose to anybody in our conference at any given time. LaSalle, phenomenal, just coaching. So I think what we learned is we have to make sure that we value every possession. We have to make sure that we value the fundamentals. And then, the last second shot clock stuff, making sure all those possessions count, especially at the end of the quarters.
And what are some of your guys' goals for this upcoming year? I know you got a couple of key additions, Jamel Baker, Dakari, a couple other kids, and you got a lot of returners. You got, four or five seniors this year. What are some of your guys' team goals this year?
I mean, I think the biggest team goal is to just get respect. And for us, it's a championship or bust for us. We think we have the pieces. We have the mentality. I think that, we just got to do the work, and we got to pay attention to details and just do the little things. I think when it comes down to getting to that state championship level, it's going to come down to who does the little things the best.
Yeah, you have a lot of key returners coming back to you in Centennial, like Sincere and Darius, who've been with you pretty much the whole time you've been there and helped start that foundation over there. Have you seen both of them grow as a player and a person during your time in the program?
Let's start off with Darius Andrews. That's my guy. That's twin. He had a phenomenal freshman year. Right before he got hurt, we played Rainier Beach. He had, I think, like 32, was playing at the highest level, I think, in Oregon basketball, outside of probably Braylon as a guard. Just the injuries kind of set him back. So I think he's getting back to just the grind and the fundamentals and the work ethic to get back to the top, because obviously his class, there's a lot of phenomenal guards, and he's just trying to find his way back to the top. And then Sincere, man, he came in at, I think, number 51 or something up there, and now he got up to 22 or something like that, or 26, and he's just a worker, lives in the gym. Anytime I call him, he's just getting to the gym or just leaving the gym, and 4.0 student, and I think he's going to be a blessing to any college. And then Quentin Neal, ultimate glue guy, he's just going to work, be coachable, do anything you ask. And I call him kind of like a coach's dream. You can depend on him. He's going to show up in big games, and he's going to do everything you ask.
Familiar with Quentin and Sincere, as they used to go to Benson. I know Sincere is a late bloomer, didn't start playing basketball in eighth grade, but definitely one of the hardest workers out there. Can you talk about some of the offseason acquisitions that you guys kids that are coming in this year? I know you got a couple of kids that I know off the top of my head, Jamel Baker, Sebastian, and Dakari. Can you expand on a little bit about their games? Is there some of those kids maybe unknown?
Yeah, let's start with Jamel. I think one of the biggest things when you come to Centennial, we try to have a college culture, so kids get coached a little harder, the expectations a little higher. We don't emphasize talent, we emphasize work and commitment. So Jamel is top talented kid, I think, in his class by far. I think he's going to have a big year. I think he's going to follow in what I think AZ left off, and I think he's going to prove that he's one of the top kids in the state. Sebastian Larson, exchange student, Denmark, he's learning how to compete at an American level. He can really score the ball, can really shoot the ball, high fundamentals. I think he's just working on figuring out the speed of the American game, but I think he's going to make a big impact. And I think our biggest impact is Dakari Mitchell. He's going to start for us. His development this offseason has been astronomical. I think he's one of the best prospects in Oregon basketball. And I think it's just, time for him to show what he can do and to stay humble and stay hungry. And I hope, he was one of the biggest pieces in leading us to where we hope to go at the end of the year.
One of the hardest things to do is fit in new guys in with the returning guys who have been there for a while and help establish that culture. How have your older guys helped them adjust to the Centennial system?
as Sincere would say, he doesn't think anyone works harder than us. He's like, Coach, we work even harder than college teams. I was like, I think next year you'll find out. We might not, but I think we're up there. But I think they just lead. And I think we lead from the classroom first. We lead from the community first. And just letting them understand that we play our brand of basketball that's probably a little different. We try to play positionless, so everyone's going to get their turn to shine. And just be selfless about it, right? We want to see everybody win. We want to see everybody shine. I think we had 5 guys in double digits last year. And I think the 6th guy was like at 9 points, was close to it. So we call it sharing the sugar. And I think just showing them, you know, leading them by example, by being the first in, last out. We got kind of a buddy system. So guys work with certain guys and they get in the gym and they hold each other accountable in the classroom. So I think that's probably the biggest thing they're going to do.
You've been known for developing players and instilling confidence in your players. What's your approach to balancing trust and freedom with your players?
I think when I first came into, you know, the basketball scene, I remember walking into a gym and they're like, oh, that's the Centennial coach. You know, people laughing. He'll never turn it around. Kids don't want to go there. Blase, blase. And like I say, I think you got to have delusional confidence. We have a saying, we become undeniable, right? So if you work and you put in the work, you have to get the credit for it. And so I think for them, I give them the freedom to make mistakes, because even as a coach, the one thing we're going to do every game is make mistakes. Players are going to make mistakes, but we try not to turn one mistake into two, and we try not to turn mistakes into habits, is what we say. And, you know, and just letting kids be them. You know, let them go out there and try things. They work hard in the summer, so, you know, go try some of it in the game.
Now, when you're coaching high school players in this era, you know, social media is a big part of it, highlights, things like that. How do you keep them grounded and focused on team success versus following what's happening on social media?
I think we have a lot of players that were guys who, what we say, kind of got it out the mud, so they didn't have the biggest names. So I think for them, it's just trying to showcase that, hey, we can play. We're here too. We're working just like everybody else. And I think their approach is, you know, we're just trying to go to college, because that's the ultimate goal, to get a free education, right? And making sure we utilize basketball. We don't let basketball utilize us. So I think that's just kind of the approach we take. I think we have standards. So they're always coming from a humble approach and, you know, making sure we represent the program and our families in a positive light.
Now, this year, there's been a lot of talk about 5A basketball with a lot of the transfers, schools like Park Rose and Wilsonville, things like that. Coming into this season, it's one of the toughest leagues in Oregon, with programs like Park Rose, Camby, Wilsonville, and the defending champs, LaSalle. Who do you think is your guys', outside of your guys' self, who do you think your biggest competition is this state for your guys' league and your aspiration to win state?
I mean, I hear a lot of names. I think Camby should be number one in the state. I think Park Rose will probably be 2, Wilsonville, and then hopefully us. But I think for us, we don't really see competition. I think it's more us versus us. But I think a lot of people are probably sleeping on Wilsonville. I hear the Cambys. I hear the Park Rose. But the one thing is, I think Wilsonville has a system and they have a winning culture. And I think there's a pride to being a Wilsonville Wildcat, I think they're called. So I think that for us, that's going to be the team that is going to be looked a little bit lower. And I think that's a dangerous position for 5A, because I think that they're coming to prove something this year. And I think AZ's coming to prove something. And I think AZ's a 1% talent. And I think that for us, with their size and their pieces, I think that's a team that we'll probably have the most concern about if we had to have one. But our focus is primarily on what we do. If we do what we do, it doesn't matter what other teams do. That's our motto.
For those of you guys listening, AZ Bro is the 6'6 guard that was at Centennial last year and that is now at Wilsonville. Who is a name on your team that nobody knows right now that you think will have a breakout year and have an impact on you guys winning championship?
Dakari, first and foremost. But we got a kid named Zaire Williams. When he learns to put in the work, his talent is as good as anybody in the state. He's had some great fall league games. I think he just has to just continue to stack days. We got Trey Guyton, Reggie Guyton's son, who he's a player. He's just a little undersized. I think he's going to bring something to the table. But the one kid that, as a coach, I'm in love with is Arlo Zach. He's our freshman kid. He just does everything you ask. And what we talk a lot about is, do we contribute to winning, right? Your 20 points doesn't matter if you lose by 30. And I think Arlo is a kid that no one really knows about. But I think after this year, they're going to know his name.
Now, last season, you know, you guys had a little bit of tough, a little bit of the injury bug, right? And health is always a part of it. Mm-hmm. You know, losing a tough game to Thurston in that in the playoffs. What will it take for Centennial to break through this year to get to that next step?
I think I was hoping we'd be in Capital Classic, but it didn't go our way. So just trying to put together the toughest schedule, right? We talk about sink or swim, put up or shut up. I know that we have a high standard and we believe that we are one of the top programs in the state. And we start off with Tualatin, who's going to possibly be the number one team in the state. And, you know, we get to show are we ready for the moments that we think we are. And we're trying to be prepared for the playoffs and our grueling regular season.
Yeah, you guys have one of the tougher regular seasons, looks like, in 5A coming out, and you're playing against a lot of 6A teams. What do you think the biggest difference is between the 5A and the 6A from your perspective?
My perspective is probably a little different. I was out in Seattle. I'm from California, so some of the smaller schools are usually the better schools where I come from and what I'm used to. So I think that maybe there's a little bit more talent just because they have a bigger pool to get talent from. But I don't see much of a difference. I think at the top, like 6A schools are probably really tough. And I think probably at 5A level, the top four are really tough. But I think when you start getting to the middle of the pack, I think it's pretty similar. But I think that there's a big coaching difference probably from my perspective, because I think when you don't have as much talent, you got to kind of focus on the little things. But I think, I think both leagues are really good.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely got some coaching legends in 5A, especially in your league, with Coach Roach at Wilsonville and then Coach Kelly at LaSalle. Going into this year, you put in a lot of work, but no program runs without great assistants and a great coaching staff. Who's on your coaching staff this year? What roles will they play in building Centennial basketball?
We have Coach Hosh, who was the head women's coach at Putnam, who, ironically, he was the first guy I met when I came back. He was training his daughter. I have a daughter. So before I even was thinking about coaching in high school, which I didn't think I would, we were going to do some things with our daughters. He's a phenomenal guy. I think he's from South Carolina, if I'm not mistaken, and he just brings a dog mentality to the staff. We have Ray Peterson, who's a guy I knew since high school, who what we try to talk about is we want to bring that 2000s mentality to our group. So we want to have that old Jefferson, old Benson, old Grant mentality when it comes to the game of basketball. We have a guy named Josh, who was Josh Gardner. He was a grad assistant at Portland State, he just does everything. I'm so grateful for him. And then we're bringing on some guys who just been in the community, and Wes Walker and Antonio, and they're just workers, man, and they just really want to see Centennial be great, and they just believe in the community. And I think that's the biggest thing about building a coaching staff, especially in a place like Centennial. You kind of got to find the people who want to be there and who believe in the vision.
What are some things you guys do as a program, whether it's coaches or players, to build chemistry off the court?
I think our stuff is ran more like a college. So, I mean, we're always hooping. Like, we got coaches versus staff. And I forgot to say, my best friend, Marquise Brown, he's been with me since college. He's one of our marquee coaches, too. But we hoop a lot, man. We live it. 2K, we'll go from practice to talking crazy to being at 2K when we get back to the crib. You know, we go bonding. Like, a lot of things we do is not in Oregon in the off season. So we'll go to Oakland, we'll go to LA, we'll be in Seattle, just giving them a different culture of basketball. But the thing that I think I love most about our culture is it's a family dynamic, right? Our parents are all really involved. And, you know, it's just, we say it's same squad. We one team. So it's a cool experience, I think.
Looking at your schedule, you have Tualatin as your first game. Where to lose? You have Wells or Southridge after that. You're playing against Oregon City in the Barlow tournament, Sandy, you have Mountainside, and then you go in the tough league play with Canby, Wilsonville, LaSalle, Park, Rose. What game or games are you most forward looking to going into the season?
I mean, Tualatin, what they do is phenomenal. They're a program to aspire to be like. Also, if we are fortunate enough to play Southridge, I mean, just another phenomenal program. Our goal is to play the toughest teams. So we either are going to win or we're going to learn. And my goal is to become one of the top programs in the state. So sometimes to be the best, you got to beat the best. And our goal is to go against the best. So all of those teams.
All right, we got some fun quick hitters for you to wrap up. First one is, what's your favorite drill or favorite part of practice?
I would say I'm a defensive guy, so everything we do defense, I love with the kids, you know, kind of like, all right, coach, we've done defense for 30 minutes, but we have what we call one-on-one, so we call people out. So it's like, say some guys are bickering, well, we'll get the circle going and they got to settle it. Like right now, Darius and Sincere are in a battle for the starting point guard position. So, you know, they got to check ball, they got to lead, and we keep track of wins. So I just think a lot of things we do as a culture, I really enjoy, but I love the way we compete, and we're not afraid to be ourselves and come in and get after it.
Most underrated player in your team right now?
I would say Sincere Poe and Quentin Neal. I think that Sincere is a kid that will be a D1 player when it's all said and done. He reminds me of the, I think his name's Javari or whatever his name was. We play with him sometimes at LA. Just a kid that's just a worker that is going to have a different path to greatness. And then I think Q is just a guy that he contributes to any team he's on. You can put him out there with any five. He has the most wins in every scrimmage because he does the little things. You can put him with the freshmen, he's going to find a way to win. You can put him with anybody, and he's just going to find a way to get it done. And then I'll say Dakari. I'll say he has some talent. He hasn't proved it yet. But I think we had a kid named Noelle who, if he had a little bit more time, I think he could have been a D1 guy. And I think Dakari is going to put a lot of people on notice this year. And so I would say those are my guys.
Favorite gym to coach in besides Centennial?
My favorite gym to coach in has to be Wilsonville. I love Wilsonville. Ever since my first year, when I seen him, I was like, oh, that's the top. We're going to get there. You know, so when we go to Wilsonville, everyone's against us. They got a fun crowd. The hospitality there is very good. The people are nice. And, you know, we the inner city kids. So, you know, we going against what we call the little ritzy kids. So, you know, we be trying to stand on business.
Player who brings the most energy every day?
I would say Darius Andrews. He's the face. He's the motor. We go as he goes. And he contributes to winning a lot, and he has a dog and a desire. So for sure, Darius Andrews.
And one word that describes Centennial basketball this season?
I would have to say hungry.
All right. And the last one, probably the most difficult question, who are the top five players that you've had a chance to coach?
Well, I'll start to high school just with Oregon because I think it would be more relevant. I would say I got to work with Donovan Miller. I think, to me, phenomenal D1 guy. To me, best guy in his class. I was a college coach. I would offer him in a heartbeat. So Donovan Miller for sure. I seen Kareem. I worked with him when I was working with Elijah. Just so much potential. Darius Andrews, obviously. That's little bro. AZ bro. That kid, to me, has a chance to be a pro one day, 1% talent. I think the move to Wilsonville will help him fill some of those holes that he needs to fill. And I would say Dakari Mitchell as of right now. I think Dakari has a chance to get his name called one day and to be one of those guys that come out of Oregon and just be like, okay, he's one of those guys. So I think that would be my five.
For those of you guys that don't know, Dakari Mitchell's a rising sophomore of the 2028 class, 6'11", just came from Rex Putnam. Last question. In today's area, a lot of times, and you've experienced it, whether it's kids transferring or kids coming in, what are your thoughts today on the transfer culture in Oregon basketball, or just in basketball in general, of kids leaving and coming?
I feel like we live in a different era in basketball in general. I know that if you're not from the Centennial dynamic, we have a different dynamic. A lot of single-parent households, a lot of complex dynamics in regards to family. So I think that if it was my system, what I would do is, as a freshman, kids could go wherever they want as a freshman. And then you get, just like college, you get one transfer year. So say like a kid was going somewhere, a coach gets fired or their family moves, you get one for free, right? So and then after that, you have to sit out. So that's how I would do it. I think the emphasis needs to be on the kid. I think, you know, what I hear about is some kids go to some schools and there may not be a lot of kids who look like them, or just different situations, or, you know, the academics may be different for them. So they just need to be in situations that are more suited for them. So I think that, you know, I think that it's a case-by-case basis, but I think you also have to look at the demographic and where the kids are coming from as well.
Coach, we're definitely going to be pulling for you this season. I know you coach one of my favorite players in Darius Andrews. I had a chance to coach him as well. Complete dog on the court and, you know, very loyal guy. And so always much respect to that. So appreciate what you guys are doing down there and building a program that competes the right way. You're always out there developing talent, having the kids in the gym. So definitely fun to see. We're excited to have you guys here up at Southridge competing against Tualatin. That'll be a great game to watch. So definitely pull it for you this season.
Yeah, thank you guys for having me.
Definitely appreciate you coming out. Good luck this season.
That'll do it for this episode in Buckets in the 503. Until next time, keep your buckets up.